"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
So what do you know? Everybody's all back together again. Have a good time with your two-week sojourn?
Yes. I've things to tell you later.
Okay.
In fact, I will tell you at the time we play the Gavin Newsom ad that he paid for in Florida.
Oh, all okay. Right. I think I see the connection.
I think that would be a perfect spot.
Just to show you I can't escape you. I happened to be hanging out last weekend with people that, how could I put it? They're always checking social media.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them says to me from the backseat of the car, what's this about John and alligators? What the hell? I don't know.
Well,
is it crocodiles, alligators? I don't know. They were looking at the KFI Instagram. You posted something or somebody posted something?
I posted something, right?
Well, I knew sure. That wasn't possible, it was.
I go on vacation.
I refused to look at their phone. I didn't want to see it. I didn't want to hear about it. I just kind of grumbled and waved it off. Don't bother me. I don't read those things. You don't follow the John and Ken Instagram for updates on each other? No. I do not. I get enough updates during these freaking 4 hours, Monday through Friday. I know you went to Florida, so that's all I said. I think he's in Florida. That might explain whatever that is.
I don't know. My wife posts stuff.
I knew that. I said that. I said so, it's probably his wife who's also went to social media.
I don't know why she feels the need to do that, but her and 3 billion other people do it all day. So,
all right. Of course, I was in Chicago, so I guess that was a big story there yesterday morning. I just turned on the TV. I think I wanted to look at the weather or something, and suddenly they're talking about a mass shooting. And at first I didn't get Highland Park, but I know Highland Park's in the Chicago area, but I didn't get that at first. And that's where this happened. It's a bit of an affluent suburb outside of Chicago where a guy opened fire from a rooftop at the July 4th parade.
Yeah.
We have 7 people dead, 36 injured. We're going to check in with Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI, and all the latest on this one.
Alex.
Hey there, guys. Yeah, here on the scene, you probably know this area more than anything from John Hughes films, that where Cameron lived in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. That was here in Highland Park where they filmed that. Where Home Alone, the Home Alone home, is down the road. It's maybe 10 minutes away in a neighboring community. That a lot of his movies were shot right around here. But a lot we are learning on scene this afternoon here. And still, there are so many signs of what went on, of the strollers that are overturned, of the fold-up chairs that have been trampled, of shoes that are left laying around, even in the areas that have reopened, showing how people got out running from that gunfire, and then where the people were actually hit. That area is frozen. The FBI's evidence response team is in there. They are documenting everything right now, trajectory on everything. But in about an hour and 10 minutes from right now, they are going to announce that charges have been filed against Robert Cremo, 21 years old. They thought 22, now 21. Police are saying he is the one who carried out this mass shooting, that he had been planning it for a very long time, even dressing as a woman with a plan to drop the AR-style rifle at the end of it and then disappear into the crowd and blend in so nobody would know it was him. And it kind of worked. This is what police are telling us here on scene now.
During the attack, Cremo was dressed in woman's clothing, and investigators do believe he did this to conceal his facial tattoos and his identity and help him during the escape with the other people who were fleeing the chaos.
Now, he must not have fooled everyone, because the shooter was initially described as a skinny guy with long hair, so not everybody thought he was a woman, but it worked well enough. He was able to get away, walk to his mom's house, and then get into her car. That's where they found him in. We now know he went up to Wisconsin, which is not very far away from Highland Park, maybe half an hour, and then came back, and then was found only about 15 minutes away from here, came back to an area like what we see with the pursuits in L.A., came back to an area that he knows, and then there was a bit of a pursuit here, and then they boxed him in, and he gave up. Just give you a feeling of what it was like in those moments. This is what it sounded like as it was going on. That was one volley, then there was a break, then there was another volley, and then a break, and then another volley. We have to assume that during the breaks he was reloading in that. 70 rounds that were fired, and now 7 people who are dead. A 7th victim died several hours ago. About 45 in total who were hit by gunfire and went down. There are about a dozen who are in hospitals around here right now. And police believe he had been planning this for a long time. We know he had numerous online postings depicting mass shootings of violence. 10 months ago, posted a video laying out this very parade route for this year's parade.
He posted the layout of the parade?
Yeah.
Really?
This very parade. Yeah, video 10 months ago. And nobody ever told police. They say nobody notified them. Now, maybe he didn't have an audience. His uncle is telling us, who, by the way, is being interviewed tonight by the FBI, but his uncle telling our teams today, no, I didn't know any of this was going on.
Did
I didn't know
he
was buying.
Did you see his face? All the crazy
tattoos
on
his
face and
neck.
All these wild pictures of him with these bizarre hair colors and hairstyles and these technicolor tattoos. You couldn't pick him out as a lunatic in about 5 seconds?
We now know, so 2 calls for service that police here had for him. One was in April of 2019. Somebody contacted police saying that a week earlier they had learned that he tried to kill himself. Police went. They said, well, this is mental health. They assigned mental health to it. Nothing to arrest him on. And it was a week later. Then in September of 2019, family member called in reporting that he said he was going to kill everyone with a bunch of knives and daggers. Mm. And police came and they took the knives and daggers. And they had no probable cause to arrest him on that and then had to let him go. But despite
Wait a second. So the threats to kill everybody is not probable cause. What would be probable cause?
Well, they said they took the weapons away in that moment that they, under Illinois law, did not have probable cause to make an arrest. And it was a family situation then, and that they talked to him and everything was under control.
They have red flag laws in Illinois. I guess
well,
nobody.
Now here's the thing, but none of that sparked anything. In that he, in the last year or so, has been able to buy five weapons: one an AR style that was used in the shooting, another long gun, another rifle that they found in his mom's car with him. We know for his 21st birthday last September, he bought himself a pistol, and then we don't know what the other two are. So he was able, however, legally under Illinois law, to go and buy weapons and got them legally.
Right. Even though he's had two mental breakdowns on the record. And
Though police had to respond. Here, just to bring you into his home, this is the uncle who he lives with. This is Paul Cremo, and he says this.
Guy. I mean, we really didn't engage because he lived in the back apartment, and I lived in the front house, and we really didn't see each other. I mean, just hi, bye, and that was it.
I mean, saying I never see him. We live together in the same house, but we go in different doors. We never talk. He's always looking at his phone, all of that.
Excuse the
fire engine that's coming in right now.
You got more trouble there?
I hope not. Oh, they're pulling in right here. Who knows?
It looks like it's the same story that we go over and over again. The guy was clearly in plain sight, telling the world that he was going to do something horrible, and nobody cared, nobody noticed.
Yeah, and it was all over online, we now know, and nothing was brought other than the 2019 calls were under the law. They didn't have any probable cause to do anything. They say that was the only interaction that the police had with him, and that was, what, 3 years ago now? So quite a while ago.
All right, Alex, thank you very much for that report.
You got it. Thanks, guys.
Get back to the fire engines. He had some of by the way. He's a rapper with the name Awake.
Yeah, there's another one. He's a rapper.
With some thousands of followers, allegedly, were following him. So they probably had seen his bizarre postings, all the media is describing them as violent imagery.
Yeah,
violent imagery.
I saw some of it. Some of it made the rounds on social media before everything was taken down. Now, if you type his name into Google, you get exactly two photos. But I think yesterday you could have gotten all kinds of, especially on social media, but people copied these photos and are circulating them on their own accounts.
Nice.
But somebody went into his accounts and shut them all down. Maybe law enforcement did.
Yeah, but it's Awake the Rapper fan club, and he had some obsession with the number 47. Now, 47 in reverse is 7-4. What was yesterday's date?
7-4.
Apparently it's on his car. One time he sent out, looks like a tweet, that's all 47s, line after line.
There's so much psycho stuff that he posted, that he sang about. I watched one of his rap videos. He was insane. He, honest to God, was insane. Like, no joke. It was completely out of his mind, and really should have been locked up in a mental institution and heavily sedated. You look at a couple of his videos, it's like, this kid's crazy, cracked. There's no hope here.
Insane and evil.
Yeah, and his mother too. His mother apparently was a whack job.
Yeah, we're going to talk about her. She got involved in a couple of incidents. I guess the parents broke up because he lived in a back apartment. His father and uncle lived in the main house, and he was like in a back apartment. But the mother did live nearby. That's where he ran after the shooting and grabbed her car, and then eventually they caught him. We'll talk more about another mass shooting, and again, the total dead was updated to 7. This afternoon with upwards of 30 people injured. This reminded me of the Vegas shooter because he did it from a rooftop.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it could have been really horrible. I saw the first raw video, and I guess Alex played some of it, and people continued to sit there because they thought it was fireworks. They just heard the rap, 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 rap.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you see the horror, and they're jumping out of their chairs and running down the block. All right. Also, when we return, John, while you were away, it's back. $1,000 up for grabs with the keyword. You excited?
That's the only reason I came back.
Okay, good. All right. You'll find out what the keyword is that you can enter on the website coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Here's the cliche. The acorn doesn't fall far from the tree. In this case, the shooter in Highland Park, Illinois, Robert Bobby Cremo III. He has now killed 7 people and upwards of 30 people injured as he shot from a rooftop and then made his escape. And by the way, apparently he posted his plan. He was telling everybody that this is what he was going to do. There is.
I'm seriously, I'm not kidding. if you post something online saying that the coronavirus is a hoax, right, or ivermectin is the cure, within minutes, Facebook will put a stamp on that or eliminate it entirely and suspend you from the site. Now, how come they have an algorithm that finds that nonsense, but they don't have an algorithm for a guy who's laying out a plan to shoot dozens of people? I don't understand. They can do it. They don't. Why is that? And some of this stuff lays online for months.
All they can do is take it down, though. That's not going to stop him from shooting people.
No, but it would kind of alert the world. They could then call the police and say, "Hey, look what we found. We took it down, but here this was up." And then somebody surround him and take him off to the mental hospital. A guy who looks like that ought to be put in a mental hospital immediately. A guy who posts this kind of stuff immediately into a mental hospital.
He's an odd-looking guy with the beard and the tattoos and the skinny head and the long hair and the...
Did you see the group of photos?
Yeah, no, I did see those.
I mean, honestly, the guy was...
Well, he liked to dress up. He dressed up as Where's Waldo for some event.
Okay, guys who do that ought to be put away. They're signaling a sign. They're mentally unstable. They're probably going to hurt somebody. Take advantage.
I think they're mentally unstable. I don't know if they're all going to hurt somebody. They're goofy guys who like to dress up like clowns and all sorts of weird.
Hey, what do we got to lose if we put them all away?
But, you know, if you look at his disturbing music video he made last year, drawings of a stick figure wearing tactical gear, carrying out an attack with a rifle, and a newspaper clipping about Lee Harvey Oswald, who killed JFK. He also had a fascination with Bud Dwyer. Do you remember that name, John?
That was the politician in Pennsylvania who committed suicide on camera, on live TV, shot himself in the head.
Mr. Cremo wrote after that, "I wish all politicians would make this speech." Very funny, huh?
Well,
one neighbor said the signs were there for a long time. There was always police cars at the house. The parents were arguing and fighting all the time. And a lot of the attention's being focused on the mother, a woman by the name of Denise Piscina. The parents are not together anymore. She is living in the original family home, which we understand people think should be condemned. It is such a mess. It hasn't been landscaped. It looks absolutely horrific. He was living, as I mentioned, with his father and uncle at a home in nearby Highwood.
All right, but there's another sign, though. When you look at how he carries himself, right, and you look at his stupid rap videos, and then you look at everything that he's posted, and then you find out the mother is insane and that their property looks like it's inhabited by an insane person, how much more do you need?
She is a self-proclaimed energy healer. Her company is called Trilogy Energy Systems. Now, the father actually ran for mayor.
Of course he did.
He had a local deli that has since closed. Everyone loved the father. He was nice. He always gave kids free candy and treats. The mother seemed unstable.
Yeah.
There's also
reports like it.
She got pulled over for some kind of car situation and was involved in some domestic abuse incident, but it doesn't clarify. There's another guy that was at a school where the kids went to school. This shooter's the middle of three children, and he said the parents never bothered to pick this kid up. They would all just sit there and wait. They didn't care. They almost seemed like they were burdened by the kids. They had no interest in them. Now, this will send you down a bad path, trust me. If your parents reject you, that's bad news.
And if you've inherited really bad psycho wiring from mom?
Yeah, from your mother.
That's a real bad combination there.
Yeah.
You get the bad wiring, you get the neglected upbringing, you get violence in the house, the parents screaming at each other. He was cooked. But the thing is, he didn't keep it a secret. And this, to me, is the most fascinating thing in the world. We are so hyper about safety in so many ways. There's so many weird restrictions in life. We're always worried. It's always, if we could save one life, all that crap, right?
Yeah.
But when it comes to the exact type of person, right? You got a white kid. He is slight of build. You could tell right away he was probably bullied like hell. He's got weird hair, weird tattoos, weird music, complete, total misfit, complete whack job. And he demonstrates it regularly online. in detail. He hit every single, checks every single box that we know. And nobody does anything. Nobody says anything. And the police never take action, even when they had him twice.
Another new report. He got kicked out of a local synagogue during Passover just a few months ago. According to a local rabbi, he immediately recognized, and most people would, a photo of Cremo as someone who came into the synagogue during Passover service. We have an armed security guard sitting in front. I approached Cremo and sternly asked him to leave as I noticed he was not a member of the community. He didn't elaborate, though, on whether or not Cremo was behaving in any certain way that got him kicked out.
See, that's the thing. You run a synagogue. Rabbis and any officials at synagogues, they know they're a target every single day of the year, right?
That's why they have security, yeah.
Right, that's why it's security, and they're looking for people who don't fit in. And they will discriminate, and they will eject just because you don't look right, because you look like you don't belong there. That's exactly what they should do. And maybe he was casing the joint. Why would he suddenly show up at a synagogue? Maybe that was on his bucket list.
Yeah, some of the names of the early people that died were actually Jewish, but I don't think shooting from a rooftop randomly, you could necessarily pick out people of any religion.
But all these guys are scholars of mass shootings. And, you know, if it's not a large group of people, let's say at a parade or at a music concert, it's a synagogue, it's a church, it's a school. So he probably was rolling through his mind all those targets. What would be best for me? How could I make my mark? And so he was scoping out the synagogue to see, you know, if this was something he'd want to do.
Yeah, so far they, and I hate this because we're hearing it every time, so far no motive. He didn't write any kind of missive like the shooter in Buffalo did or the Uvalde school
motive
shooter.
Was he wanted
they
to
haven't
kill.
Found anything yet that connects him to a missive.
What does it matter? The motive. The
it
motive,
doesn't matter.
They all wanted to kill people. Maybe they all, there's a different category that they want to kill, but they want to kill. Spent a lot of time about the categories and not enough on the lunatic who just wants to rack up a big body count. They're all into video games. They've all killed, you know, thousands of people online already. He had a Discord channel, too. What are the other crackpots
Buffalo shooter.
The Buffalo.
He invited people in to discuss what he was going to do, the Buffalo shooter on Discord.
And then I read in one of the stories that a whole group of trolls from 4chan, that's another one of those whack job social media channels, were already celebrating what he did online. Those guys ought to be rounded up. Anybody who's online openly celebrating the latest mass shooting, they ought to be put away in a mental institution.
I mean, you asked about the red flag. We talked about this. Alex mentioned two visits by the police in 2019. He threatened to kill himself in April of that year. And in September, he wanted to kill everyone in his family. So they took 19 knives and a dagger out of the home. But he turns 21 after that and buys two assault rifles.
That's why all the gun control laws that everybody prattles about, it's all horse manure.
And these red flag laws?
Highland Park had a ban on assault rifles. Oh, well. What do you know? Somebody crossed the city line and got in there anyway. In fact, Illinois is like California, has some of the strictest gun laws in the country. Doesn't really matter, does it? And he bought all his weapons legally. You have to go after the mental patients, and it's not hard.
We will be talking to Brad Garrett with ABC News after 3 o'clock about the shooter and the profile and all that. All right, when we come back, John, we'll do your Newsom story. Gavin Newsom has run an ad in Florida. He bought ad time on Florida TV or the radio, whatever it was, to tell people there that their freedoms are being taken away. We'll play the ad and talk about
Well, I spent 11 days there. I have a rebuttal to that goof. John and Ken, KFI.
All right, we'll have more on the Highland Park, Illinois mass shooting after the 3 o'clock news. And again, 7 people have now died and over 30 were wounded by that weirdo shooting from the rooftop who escaped in women's clothing but was caught hours later in his mother's car. And his obsession with 47 seems to the warped mind. I don't know. He's clung on to a number, 47. Mm-hmm. All of that is coming up after 3 o'clock. Making news here in the state of California is a governor that has money that he has for his campaign for governor, and he can spend it in other states because he has no challenge to be reelected as governor of California. Gavin Newsom bought over $100,000 worth of commercials in the state of Florida. We're going to play you the about 30-second ad.
It's Independence Day, so let's talk about what's going on in America. Freedom, it's under attack in your state. Your Republican leaders, they're banning books, making it harder to vote, restricting speech in classrooms, even criminalizing women and doctors. I urge all of you living in Florida to join the fight, or join us in California, where we still believe in freedom, freedom of speech, freedom to choose, freedom from hate, and the freedom to love. Don't let them take your freedom.
Paid for by Newsom for California Governor 2022.
The way he said freedom to love kind of made my stomach sick.
He's dressed in a white dress shirt and standing in a backyard.
Sounded icky. How's he talking about?
We knew this ad was coming out last week, but he saved it because he wanted it to run on July 4th.
What's the point? I don't get it.
He's running for president.
So he's running an ad in
and
Florida?
And he thinks DeSantis is his big opponent in 24. Yes, this is all they can do.
You know what?
This is the best direction they have.
Except I could see...
And he's got too much money. He's trying to figure out how to spend it.
But you're not going to make DeSantis unpopular in Florida.
Of course not. And $104,000 buys nothing. In fact, the response today is, and this is what I saw one analyst say, he's probably right, it's a nothing ad buy. He just wanted to get media attention to cover the ad buy. And he's already succeeded because it's a story, well, certainly in this state and in Florida.
I don't know what the upside of the media attention is. But look, I spent 11 days there on the vacation in Sarasota. I hesitate to mention where it is because after I tell you what it's like, you're going to want to move there and not come back here. In Florida and in Sarasota and Bradenton, Tampa, those are the areas and the surrounding areas that I was in for the 11 days. There were virtually no homeless people. Maybe five I saw over the 11 days in the downtown, and it's the old style kind of homeless guy, just kind of a drunk guy stumbling around. There were no tents, zero tents, and the weather's good down there. A little humid, but it's good. Zero tents, zero encampments, zero garbage in the street, nothing, no garbage at all, even in the poor neighborhoods.
They have Democrat mayors, though, don't they? Those cities, I think they do.
Sarasota has got like the perfect combination of conservative and liberal philosophies.
Hmm.
The conservatives run the county city commissions. They got kind of a complicated two-tier system there. But it's mostly Republican. And they keep everything in order. It's a very orderly, clean place. But the liberal part has created a beautiful downtown. Lots of restaurants, art galleries, you know, festival-like atmosphere.
That used to be the way San Francisco was.
Right, right. They've got a lot.
And Boston and New York.
A lot of theater.
You could enjoy the culture and the arts.
They got the theater, ballet.
Somebody made sure, and like Mayor Giuliani, when he had his sanity, that it wasn't disgusting on the streets.
They've got cool museums. They've got the ballet. They've got the opera. They've got lots of theater, a tremendous amount of theater. Comedy clubs. The galleries. Unbelievably good restaurants. And that's what they do well. You know, our liberal, artistic, creative people create really fun downtown areas. The conservative people, they keep the trains running on time. They pick up the garbage. That's actually a really good combination. That's a good life. Like, because you don't want, like, there's a lot of conservative communities that are sterile, right? Big Friday night in a sterile community, you leave your stucco box and you go to Chuck E. Cheese. Not here. And, you know, the thing is they have real estate prices. Because my wife moved there when she was a teenager. Her parents relocated. And she sold her parents' house a few years ago. That house is now worth more than triple. She sold about 5 years ago. It's now worth more than triple. All of New York, New Jersey, and Chicago moved in. And they moved in. This is where Newsom is really, he's lying, is... There's a lot of freedom there. The schools were closed, I think, very briefly. The businesses, if they were shut down at all, it was very briefly. The mask mandates were removed. And by the way, people are out. People are out. The beaches were crowded. The The downtown was crowded. The restaurants, it was bustling and buzzing. Sarasota is by far the biggest city, by far from being the biggest city in Florida.
Clearly, people have voted with their feet. You are right. Florida's population has increased while California's has dropped. And what Newsom's talking about with freedoms does not resonate with people.
No.
And this is the whole Roe v. Wade thing. It's the whole attack on Disney over gay, lesbian,
nobody's
bisexual, transgender, critical race theory teaching, all the stuff that plays with just a fringe element of the party. It really does. That's all. I don't know who he's trying to reach in Florida, because there are probably a few of those people, but not a heck.
You know what?
He's actually telling them to join us in California. How many Floridians move to California on an annual basis? Not a hell of a lot.
Going to Florida this time reminded me of when I first moved to California. It had that feeling like, oh, wow, this is paradise. Everything's working here. This is fun. This is different than living in New Jersey. I just whatever he said in that ad, or whatever he was implying, or you know, whatever was crafted as a message, total, absolute garbage, total nonsense. Florida is cooking. DeSantis is doing a great job. People are going to hate to hear that. But if he decides to run, I don't know how he's going to get around Trump, because that's a whole nother thing. But DeSantis, the place is working. Trust me, it's working. If you went there, spend 10 days. It's something else.
This is really what we're looking at for the election in November and beyond. Which direction is this country going to go? In the direction of Newsom and this progressive wing that's tugging Biden that way, because Biden doesn't even know where he is or what he's doing, which is all concerned about things like abortion and transgender rights, these kinds of issues that you and I and many people consider fringe, or the other side, which is you're worried about inflation, you're worried about your safety, you're worried about too many homeless people. Which direction do you want to go in? You want to make it better for the groups I mentioned on the Newsom side, or do you want to do something about your daily, everyday problems in life? Which is how much you're spending on things and whether or not you're safe or there's a tent on the sidewalk outside your home. That's really what we're talking about here for the direction. I know it's really extreme choice, but I think it's pretty clear now.
Oh, it is. Oh, and it's going to go on the side of the party and the candidates that are talking about inflation and the economy and gas prices. The abortion issue, I've seen the polling. There was a whole new poll out a couple of days ago that I saved. Abortion does not move the needle. It just simply doesn't. Most people,
and the protest died after like two days.
It doesn't change people's votes at all. And as it turns out, because there's this Harvard-Harris poll, about three quarters of the country thinks abortion should be limited to first trimester or less. In fact, almost 50% says 6 weeks or less. So you run on very liberal abortion rights, you lose in much of the country. It's just not happening as an issue.
While you were away, he really, Newsom, has been trying. He's been all over social media. He's been, first it was Uvalde, and you were still here when that happened. But then after Roe v. Wade, he stepped on another issue. He really believes, and because he's got all this money and nothing to do, his re-election's a cinch in California, he is trying to look beyond that. And if Biden doesn't run in 2024, and most people think either he won't run, or as you have said before, he won't be in office anymore then it's wide open. So he thinks he's got a shot
running
for president.
He'll definitely run. And
so he's already positioning himself, because he's got the time and money. He's got nothing to do.
Right. He's got.
Although clearly, look at this state, he should have plenty to do.
Right. Right. He's going to be like Garcetti. He's going to abandon his job over the next couple of years.
Exactly right, to run for president.
He doesn't care. And there's nobody pressuring him to care. He can't even fake caring, because it doesn't matter. The Republicans did put up a candidate that anybody knows of or cares about to challenge him. To me, Newsom is the biggest, juiciest target that's ever run, right? I mean, he is a clown, and the Republicans couldn't come up with a guy to pop that bubble. That's unbelievable. But he'll get reelected, and he'll clown around California for a few more years. But you remember what happened to Kamala Harris? She would draw 20,000 people in Oakland when she ran. And then by the end of the before they even voted in the primary, she was down to 3%. She dropped out.
Well, it's the graveyard of California politicians who, when they get on the national stage, they're a flop. Yeah. Tony Villar, Kamala Harris, and Newsom will be next.
And Garcetti.
Oh, and Garcetti. I keep forgetting him because he's easily forgotten.
Yeah.
But by the way, when you're gone, there's no update on his ambassadorship to India. I checked and looked. And only thing I found out is this is the longest India's gone without a U.S. ambassador.
Yeah.
Like a full-time one. They have an interim person over there.
It shows you this ambassador stuff that people really don't take it seriously.
No, they don't. Yeah. All right. Coming up after 3 o'clock, Brad Garrett, ABC News' crime and terrorism analyst, will join us, and obviously he knows a lot about profiling, and maybe he can answer our questions about how all the stuff that this shooter in Highland Park, Illinois, put online didn't lead to some sort of action to put him away. It's all coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Well, he was obsessed with violent imagery, is what the media says about the Highland Park, Illinois shooter who has now killed 7 and wounded over 30 when he opened fire from a rooftop at the July 4th parade in this town north of Chicago. We'll talk about the 21-year-old Robert Bobby Cremo III with Brad Garrett, ABC News crime and terrorism analyst, after the news at 3 o'clock. By the way, I think I saved my own life today.
Hmm.
That's dramatic, isn't it?
How'd you do that?
All you go is, humph. I give you a big dramatic headline.
Ken, are you okay?
Thank you, Deborah Mark. See, she's there for me.
Oh, my God.
She did a great job when you weren't around for 2 weeks.
Look, it's not going to take much for me just to go now. So
we only tortured her one time with a vegan story because apparently it's about a company that sends vegan food delivered to your home. And they had something called lentil crisps, John. You like that one? Lentil crisps.
No, I don't like
that. He loves lentil crisps.
Several people who ate them have lost gallbladders. Yeah, I know. It's funny.
It was lovely.
And they can't figure out what it is that's causing the illness, but it's attacking the liver and the gallbladder.
Oh, that reminds me. I have to be on medical watch for the next 6 weeks or so. When we were in Florida, we went for ice cream at this local place that we always go to when we're there, and got back home, and there was a big news story. It's called Big Olaf's Creamery, and I didn't know this, but it's a small chain, and they also sell Big Olaf's ice cream in stores, right? Apparently, there's a listeria outbreak, and it was centered on the place we went to in Sarasota.
Ooh.
That ice cream that we ate, except when you get listeria, it's a bacteria that gets in your gut, and it can take 2 months before it blows up. And
you sound excited by it rather than disturbed. You're like, wow, I'm on alert for 6 weeks because I could be infected with listeria.
I could have listeria in my system right now that's rotting away at my innards.
Well, here's how I saved my own life.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know whether or not this is a real story or an urban legend already. But they're telling people, do not pick up dollar bills you see on the sidewalk or the street. Do not. They could have fentanyl on them.
Oh, no.
Some people are planting them there.
Planting them with the fentanyl.
Of course, yeah. I guess they think it's funny.
Oh, that's
so I saw one today, and it just snapped into my mind. I looked down. I said, there's a dollar bill.
You actually saw one?
No. I saw a dollar bill. I don't know if it had fentanyl on it.
Well, it's not often.
I did not pick it up. I did not send it to a lab, so I cannot answer that if that's what you're asking.
Well, it's not
but
often.
I decided at the last second, I'm not going to pay. Plus, it's only a dollar. I mean, if it was a $100 bill.
Do you need a dollar that badly?
I don't. But it's something that's instilled in you from your time as a child. You know, when you're a kid and you see money on the street, it's exciting.
I always pick up money off the street, especially a dollar bill.
I wouldn't do it now.
Well,
do I
now need I'm to not set going up to? A GoFundMe?
Because John will tell you how little fentanyl can kill you.
Oh, it's like 5 grains of fentanyl, and you're done.
5 grains?
5 grains, yes. It is a really tiny amount. That's what they tell police, to be really careful when you're entering, like,
yeah,
somebody.
Then I saw a story that's exaggerated, so I couldn't figure out which. Because there was some story that all these police officers got all sick when they got involved with a guy that OD'd on fentanyl, and then others said, well, that couldn't have happened, but...
Well, all right, go test it out. Let's see.
No,
pick up the dollar bills. Maybe it's 7. Maybe it's 9 grains.
You may have noticed the story that the air is dirtier this morning thanks to every idiot with their own fireworks last night. I like the way fireworks are illegal in many parts of L.A. and Orange County, yet they were everywhere.
Yeah.
Between 9 and 10 is where it just blew up, where I live. That was it. After 10, it really faded. Was that 1 hour just after darkness that they were doing fireworks shows off a couple of piers, but just everybody in my neighborhood was blowing off something.
Yeah,
it was like constant for an hour. I said, what are you, 8?
People never get tired of it.
No, I guess not. Never. I mean, I understand the appeal of seeing a fireworks show, a professional show where there's this stuff way up in the air. But setting off a tiny little streamer in your street. What? You probably heard a guy in Montebello's dead.
Oh, no. Yeah. You always got that story.
Something. There's always one person that blows himself up, right?
Well.
But they're saying that it has resulted, although not as bad as last year and the year before, on bad air quality. Because that stuff, it's the particulates from the fireworks.
Was it 2 years ago during the lockdown that everybody went...
It was, 2020. That was really crazy.
Everybody went super crazy, and Garcetti was pathetically trying to get people not to set off the fireworks, and everybody gave him the big FU, and the whole town blew up.
But the most bizarre story I saw surrounding all of this comes to us, of course, from Oakland. Think if you can figure this out. People were inside, you know, where the Oakland A's play, the Coliseum.
Yes.
Didn't know this. It's called Ring Central.
Ring Central?
That's the sponsor, right? That's the name.
The
sponsor.
Ring Central Coliseum?
It is, right.
So they did
a post-game fireworks show, and then they realized that four people got hit by bullets. Apparently, people were firing off celebratory gunfire. But I can only figure that might have been right outside the stadium, and somehow the bullets landed inside the stadium. I don't know.
Well,
three fans were struck by bullet fragments.
I remember years ago there was a story.
Celebratory gunfire throughout the city of Oakland.
In some neighborhoods, I remember in L.A. years ago, I heard a story where they were shooting guns straight up into the air.
A New Year's Eve thing.
New Year's Eve thing, right. And then the bullets came down, and one of them came down right on a guy and split his head open. Just came, hit him right at the top of the head, and that was it for him.
Like a watermelon being cut.
Exactly.
Huh?
And I'm thinking, wow, that is a real dumb celebration ritual.
What goes up must come down.
And it's going to come right in the middle of your skull.
But how could, remember how close Oakland Coliseum is to like the city or where. Somebody could have been not far from the stadium and shot off a bullet, and it came down, and some of the little parts struck people that were at the game, or they were doing the fireworks show after the game. That's just really weird, isn't it?
Yeah, that is. That is. They found these people.
Yeah, some of them showed up at hospitals and they were asked. They said, I was at the A's game watching the fireworks and I got hit in the arm or I got something.
I don't know.
Three fans were struck by bullet fragments.
There's no reason to ever be wandering outdoors in Oakland at night, ever, anywhere. The A's game's not worth it.
All right, coming up next, Brad Garrett's ABC News crime and terrorism analyst, and he'll talk about our suspect in the shooting in Illinois next.
John and Ken Show, Deborah Mark has news, KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.